How you guys doing this morning? Doing great. All right. We are going to talk about some strange fire today. Do you guys know what that is? All right. That's why we're going to talk about it today, so we can know. All right. Here's a little quick review for you guys that weren't here last week. So why do we need blood to worship God acceptably back then? Because we're sinful. And sin what? Deserves death, right? So how does God bless us in public worship? By his grace, he speaks through pastors. Okay, so that was last week's review. Now today we're going to talk about the strange fire. We're going to read it in Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. Okay. So then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took their respective fire pans and put fire in them. Then they placed incense on it and offered strange fire before Yahweh, which he had not commanded them. And fire came out from the presence of Yahweh and consumed them, and they died before Yahweh. Then Moses said to Aaron, It is what Yahweh spoke, saying, by those who come near me, I will be treated as holy, and before all the people, I will be glorified. So Aaron kept silent. Did you guys catch that in verse 3, Marlena? No? Okay, so Moses is quoting what God said. And God said, by those who come near me, I will be treated as holy. So this is a command for those that are in his presence, right? So it's not like, oh, you know, if you guys are in my presence, can you guys please be a little bit respectful to me, right? No, when Christ is talking, he commands that, right? And what's the punishment here? What did he do to them? He killed them. And why didn't Aaron speak up? Because they knew that his sons were in the wrong, right? Because after hearing what Moses said, quoting Jesus, God, Aaron knew that his sons were not treating the Lord as holy, and they were not glorifying God by doing what they did. And why is it that what they did was bad? God didn't tell them to burn those, right? They did something that God didn't even tell them to do. So whenever you're transgressing against the highest judge, what's going to happen? Death. So the tabernacle had been built and set up exactly as God commanded. The priests had been clothed and ordained exactly how God commanded it. The first worship service had been carried out exactly as God commanded it. A repetition of what? What are we seeing? Commanding, right? From who? God. God had left nothing to the planning and imagination of people in his worship, and Moses and Aaron had taken great care to see that everything was carried out exactly as God had revealed. But Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, failed to get the message. They took God's worship into their own hands, offering up incense with fire that God had not provided or commanded them to use. They came before God in a way other than how he had commanded. Again, there's that word. Nadab and Abihu drew near to God looking for blessing, but instead they met God's curse. As they carried these burning coals in God's tent, God consumed them in the fire of his anger. Just as the sacrifices were eaten up by the God's fire during the first worship service, these priests were eaten alive by the divine flame. They had failed to reverence God. What does reverence mean? To hold highly up, right? Almost like you put them very high on the pedestal, which Christ deserves, right? The reverence that we show Christ is very awe. It's honest. So whenever it says they had failed to reverence God, they didn't respect Christ. Because why? They went against what he commanded, right? So God had dared and had dared to draw near to him in their own way, referring to God. Why would God burn these men alive for burning incense with strange fire? We might have answered that, but there's that question again. Why did he do it? Because they didn't listen. though it might seem harsh, do you guys think it is? No? So, did they deserve it though? Exactly. So that's why. God is holy, and we must not approach him thoughtlessly or without proper respect. Again, without the due reverence that he deserves. So, our God is a consuming fire, and we need to be careful to approach him in the way he has revealed and with hearts full of awe. Aaron's sons were struck dead, not because they were worse than we are, but because they were so much like us. How often do we draw near to God without thinking about his holiness in responding as we should? Though these men got God's justice for their sin, God showers us with mercy in Christ. So as soon as we do something, we should be like them, consumed in flame, right? Because we disobeyed God. But we are in God's mercy currently. And thank the Lord for that, because I'm sure there wouldn't be no one right now. So, His holiness and responding as we should. Though these men got justice for their sin, God showers us with mercy in Christ. But instead of making us disrespectful and thoughtless in God's worship, God's mercy should cause us to fear and glorify him according to his word. Any questions? So let's just do a review real quick. It's very important. Even though we're in the mercy of Christ, should we put aside what God commands us? Why? Because, yeah, exactly. So we shouldn't put it aside just because we're getting mercy. We should try to always come back to it. We should try to always strive for a perfect life, because what does Christ command us to do? To be holy like I'm holy, right? And so we should not take advantage of the mercy and continue to strive for it. And why were they put to death? His commands, exactly. And it was deserved, right? Okay, any other questions? Kind of closed it a little early. All right, so, yeah, I think we're done. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for just showing to us and revealing the place you have, Lord. You are so reverently deserving, Lord, that in those times you did not account for any disobedience, Lord, and you shown action there. And that's why Aaron was silent, because he knew his sons were in the wrong and disobeyed you, Lord. Lord, as we go day by day, let us not forget the mercy that you show us every day, that although we deserve to be consumed like Aaron's sons, you have continuously given us mercy until your day for us to come home. And Lord, I pray that as we pray that this teaching goes with these young ones, Lord, as they understand that the mercy that you show us should not be abused, Lord, but that it should make us go and draw more nearer to you, Lord. And I pray for a good service and some good worship, Lord. In your name I pray, amen.